This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Breaking news coming out of Augusta County and the Waynesboro area recently. Chris Graham of the Augusta Free Press joins me live on the program. Chris, how are you, sir?
Great, Coy. Thanks for having me on today.
Absolutely. Now, you've been following this story. I find it really, really interesting. It's politics. It's business. In Little Waynesboro, they have fired the CEO of the Chamber of Commerce, and yet there is a movement afoot, a conservative political movement afoot, to restore this person to office. Give us the details.
Yeah, the former president and CEO Ben Carter was relieved of his duties formally on January 28th. It was not termed a firing at that point. The board of directors and the president and CEO Ben were negotiating a potential buyout, severance, that kind of thing, and it became a formal firing last week. And since that time, things have gotten really interesting. A group of local businessmen, Scott Sayer, who ran against Emmett Hanger for the 24th Senate District GOP nomination back in 2007, and came close to winning that primary in that year against Hanger, now a four-term incumbent, and also Rio Hatfield, who is a former member of Waynesboro City Council, both pretty conservative Republicans, helping lead an effort to see if they can get Ben Carter's job back. And it's interesting, I don't think anybody actually thinks that after the public recriminations that we've seen going back and forth, even just in the last couple of weeks, that that will be the case. But some intrigue here in the Waynesboro, Stanton, Augusta County area in the business and political communities.
Chris Graham with the Augusta Free Press is my guest. So why was this guy let go? I had read, I think, in one of your stories that there were some concerns that the Chamber of Commerce was getting too political, too conservative. Is that right?
That's a big thrust of this. There were some things that more personnel-type things that I've been made privy to that the Chamber Board is not quite ready to go public with yet. But I think the general, even that aside, I think the general thrust was moving in the direction of, Ben Carter, his supporters loved him for his advocacy on conservative issues. He really brought a D.C. flair to getting involved, for example, in the card check issue, the labor union reforms that were proposed last year in Congress, have been kind of sitting in Congress for a while now, not being acted upon with all the focus on health care reform and other things. But he was very vocal and had the chamber being very vocal through him early last year. There were also some local political issues, one in Waynesboro that came up regarding proposed fees for stormwater system improvements that Mr. Carter got the chamber involved in, and an advocacy role that ended up blocking a long-worked-on plan from Waynesboro City Council's behalf from taking fruition. Actually, it's kind of halted progress on that stormwater system improvement project. And then there were some rumblings of getting involved in Stanton, which is going through a similar process regarding its stormwater system, trying to figure out ways to pay the bills, so to speak. So, there were some very pointed, partisan-leaning in a lot of people's minds activities that were led by Ben Carter, and so I think there was a feeling that he'd been in this job for 8 or 9 years. The chamber was starting to lose a little bit in terms of membership, lose a little bit of steam because of the last couple of years. People who felt that the political thrust was maybe not the way to go, and I think there were some feelings that maybe it was time for a fresh start. So there were a combination of factors. I think that was a really important one, though.
We're talking with Chris Graham of the Augusta Free Press, the latest breaking news out of Augusta County, just over the mountain. It's 20 minutes until 5 o'clock, 43 degrees in central Virginia. You're listening to Charlottesville Right Now. So, Chris, this leader sort of turns the Chamber of Commerce into something over here, what we would think of more as the Free Enterprise Forum, which is separate from the Chamber of Commerce, but a free enterprise, a politically conservative group that speaks largely to business issues. It seems in Waynesboro you've sort of had the same thing in one animal.
Yeah, that's right. And I hadn't really made that connection. It was actually conversing with you by email today where after you pointed that out, I did some research and saw that, yeah, indeed, our Chamber of Commerce here had been acting, particularly in the last, I'd say, 3 or 4 years, with this advocacy bent that things had been moving down, where, yeah, you had, the dues being paid by members towards what, should have been, I guess, in a lot of people's minds, a membership organization, services to business members, seminars and tips and that kind of thing. but really being thrust in the realm of politics, local, state, and national politics. And so, yeah, you had, you know, for those who, you know, certainly had that mindset, you had the best of both worlds. Hey, we're getting these dues in here. We get to pay somebody to be a full-time lobbyist. And I think that might have been the approach. And, you know, I suggest, actually, that there could be a, you know, what might kind of fall out of this would be the forming up some sort of a conservative-focused free enterprise forum-type group that could certainly continue in that role, in an advocacy role with a conservative political mindset. And the chamber, though, I know from talking with chamber officials, I mean, we are chamber members here, Augusta Free Press and Augusta Free Press Publishing. I know that from talking with chamber officials that there's really a sense that it's time to move out of the advocacy realm and move more into an informational and service realm, working with those business members and trying to create a good business climate for individuals and for business in general.
We're talking with Chris Graham of the Augusta Free Press. It sounds like a great opportunity for the Free Enterprise Forum to set up shop in Waynesboro. It sounds like you have business leaders there who would support this.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if there might not be somebody listening to this show right now, listening to us talk about this and say, hey, there's an opportunity here. And I think it is a good opportunity, actually, in that sense, and, you know, kind of, you know, marshal those resources and spread those efficiency costs across the border here. You know, there's a lot of interplay already between the Charlottesville and Waynesboro-Stanton economic markets as it is. So to say that possibly, you know, the Free Enterprise Forum could certainly, you know, could extend its reach over here, and then there's a willing cohort of people, I think, that would love to join forces in that sense. But I still think at this time, there was a meeting today. It was closed door, and I think that you know, that group will want to see what they can do within the chamber. But I think in the end, the chamber, the decisions have been made by the chamber board that are going to move in a direction. I don't see them going back on that. And so, yeah, I think that the opportunity is certainly there for what could become. I mean, if you merge what Charlottesville already has in place with what Stanton and Waynesboro could bring to bear, that could be a pretty powerful force, in, you know, down the line.
Yeah, I mean, we could be looking at out of this political mess here, we could be looking at the birth of a new regional conservative political group.
It could be interesting to see how that could have impact. You know, Charlottesville and Albemarle politics have leaned certainly more to the left than they do over here. You know, we over here in the Valley are in markets that, Barack Obama won the city of Stanton, for example, in 2008, but in 2009, Creed Eads lost pretty handily, and his election bid for governor and the local House delegates candidates didn't fare well. And so you're talking about, even though we're only just a few miles away over the mountains, that it's a different political world. You know, the conservative base here, this conservative business base here, could really serve as a base for growth for that group in Charlottesville. So, yeah, it could be interesting to see if that were to come to fruition, what that could do not only, you know, for folks over here, but for folks over on your side of the mountain.
Absolutely. Chris Graham of the Augusta Free Press. Chris, before we let you go, there's been some reporting recently about concerns of transparency with the Waynesboro City Council. What's that all about?
Waynesboro City Council is, just like every other government from local to federal level, going through some pretty serious budget issues. And a proposal made by the Vice Mayor Frank Lucent last week to have the council members deal with that with the city manager, Mike Camp, in a more one-on-one and two-on-two setting, the one-on-one and two-on-two settings being proposed to get around FOIA law, a Freedom of Information Act law, that would require if three or more members of a body would meet, it would have to be a public meeting. The idea being that talking behind closed doors could allow for more frank discussion, to put, you know, Frank Lucent, not totally intended there, I guess, but for more frank discussion and more honest discussion about what could be done to balance the budget. The concerns, of course, for people who are open government advocates out there, like us, I guess, would be that the public's business, for the most part, should be done in public, and this is not an economic development initiative. This is spending the government, you know, spending the people's money, and so there have been some concerns raised about this idea of let's balance the budget behind closed doors, and then we'll present a unified front. I think those issues are going to start to come to a head as the city council gets through this budget process.
So the conservative faction on the Waynesboro City Council wants to have private meetings to get around FOIA laws to explore budget cuts and talk about them without talking about them publicly. Without letting people see the process and the deliberation.
Yeah, and this is playing on what was done last year in the process. Previous to this current conservative faction taking the majority on the city council, the former city manager, Doug Walker, had a very open process, almost, you know, the other extreme, where There were a number, usually 12 or more budget work sessions that were done in public. And, of course, the city council meetings here are broadcast on the local cable, and they're rebroadcast several times during the week. And so a very open, very upfront process as far as that goes. Last year, with this new conservative faction taking over, the new city manager, Mike Camp, the direction was given that they didn't want to do all that. They didn't want to have all those public meetings. And, so we only had one or two budget work sessions, and it was very quick and, really almost form kind of meetings. And there's been talk about even getting rid of those. So we go from a process that was very open, very upfront, very out there for the public to be a part of, to a process now where, the leader of the conservative faction saying, let's not only not have these meetings, but let's overtly tell the people that we're going to do their business in private. And so, that definitely stoked some concerns about how things are going to be done here in the next few months.
Chris Graham is the founder and editor of the Augusta Free Press, online at AugustaFreePress.com. Chris, before I let you go, you're one of the biggest baseball fans that I know, so there must be some real celebrations going on in your house about UVA being ranked number one, the number one baseball team in the country.
Yeah, we'll take it while we have it. The Cavs taking 2 of 3 at number 11 ECU, East Carolina, over the weekend. And being number one in the country in any sport is a big deal. And for baseball fans out there, 10 years ago, UVA was talking about getting rid of the baseball program. I mean, eliminating the program. To go from almost eliminating the program to the multiple runs at NCAA tournaments, last year's College World Series appearance, and now number one in the country. Yeah, this is a good time to be a Wahoo, and especially a Wahoo married to a Hokie. A little bit of rubbing in, I can be there.
Lots of fun at your house. Chris Graham, online at theaugustafreepress.com. Chris, thanks, my friend. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.